Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:10, Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. You know, this is an event I really like, and I wanted to drop this in here because you need to kind of plan ahead here. 10 days and counting. This is for the 12th annual Runway 5K. Happens Saturday, December the 7th. Participants will run or walk along the runways and taxiways over at Pensacola International. All proceeds go to the USO Northwest Florida, whose mission, of course, is to strengthen the well-being of the people serving in America's military and their families. So that's it's always a fun event. They do it like it starts at 9 o'clock or so, and all these hundreds of people are loaded up on the runways out there and run up and down, and it's a great day. So anyway, it's coming up Saturday, December 7th. Make sure you put that on your list.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, one of the top stories today mentioned this right before the end of hour one, the 4 o'clock hour. A ceasefire has taken effect between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. The months-long war has killed thousands, mostly in Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he agreed to the 60-day ceasefire to give his troops a break and so that they could focus on Hamas and the Iranian threat. A senior Hezbollah official said the group will remain active by helping displaced Lebanese people return to their villages and rebuilding areas destroyed by the war.
Okay, I mentioned to you coming up that they're the folks over at Wolfgang Pensacola doing something very special that we wanted to kind of clue you in on this afternoon. And it's unique. Make a shelter animal's life a little happier during the holidays. Now, we're talking about the unfortunate dogs and cats that happen to be in shelters that have not been adopted. So what Wolfgang Pensacola is doing, they're hosting their third annual Christmas toy drive for residents at the Scambia Animal Shelter. So this is kind of a real neat type thing that they're doing. The Wolfgang staff is collecting new fleece, blankets, toys, and treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really use some love and companionship, especially this time of year. So you want to help? Let's go to Wolfgang now and find out what exactly they're up to. Is this Jessica or Kim? You two guys, I can't tell you apart.
Yes, this is Jessica.
Okay. Hey, Jess, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing pretty good. Listen, Jess and I go back years. We first started it off with Potty Girl about 3 years ago. Wasn't it about 3 or 4 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3 years ago this month, the idea came to life, and we are gearing up for the fourth annual. We did the first one in a couple months after the idea was born.
Man, I know. It just took off.
We're gearing up.
Yeah, it took off. It's now a staple event for Pensacola.
Well, that means a lot. Yeah, it's been great to see it grow every single year, and we saw numbers this year that we were projected to see in year five. So we're way ahead of schedule, and we're excited to bring this event to Pensacola.
So listen, I know you and Kim are just darn busy people. That's the bottom line: is busy, busy, busy. But your staff is also equally busy. They're out there collecting fleece, blankets, toys, treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really love experience some love and companionship this time of year. How did this idea come about?
So we have the Scambia County Animal Shelter as our benefactor for Potty Gras, and each year we meet with them and we talk about the needs that they need for that coming year, and we reach more than just monetary donations. So, you know, we want to make sure that we help them in every other way. And so one of the things that they mentioned was they don't always are able to provide every single animal something special with Christmas.
Oh.
And so we said, well, we can handle that. And then it was, well, we don't have the staff to be able to pass out each one of those. And I said, well, we can handle that too. And so we really put that idea out to the public a couple years ago, and the community really, really comes together. In the last 2 years, we've been able to get over 300 gifts, and
nice.
As of right now, we've got over 30 volunteers signed up to go with us the day of, and so we will be able to go into every single kennel And spend time with every cat and every dog and give them their own Christmas gift.
Listen, Jessica, I know you have some drop-off locations around town. Are they still accepting these donations?
Yeah, until December 20th, we've got boxes located at Perfect Plain, Pensacola Bay Brewery, Wisteria Tavern, Play Pensacola, and Intermission.
What is the most, I guess, effective item someone could donate that would really help a lot?
Fleece blankets are always needed. They're only able to use them so many times after washing them. Some dogs have anxiety, so they'll tear them up.
Right.
And obviously, it gets kind of cold a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And plush toys. They want to make sure that each animal has something to keep them occupied and playing. And plush toys and fleece blankets are always the biggest items needed.
I just had a texter contact me and asked me about the, they're like these clear stockings that you can buy like at a Walmart or something that has all the little dog toys and things like that. Are those useful?
Yeah, we don't, the shelter does ask us not to give plastic because dogs can ingest that.
Good.
And no rawhides. So as long as those things don't have plastic toys or rawhides in them, yes, we can definitely use them. And no rope toys. I think all the ones that we've really seen have all three of those items in them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really better off just going and getting, a standalone plush toy, something with stuffing in it that they can have fun, tearing up if they need to.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation here that you use volunteers. You ever have any problems soliciting volunteers, or do you need volunteers?
I think we're at capacity. I will say this. A couple years ago, it was really hard to get volunteers. Last year, we saw a huge uptick in the number of volunteers that signed up, and I think what people were able to see was, wow, this is really, powerful and moving, and word of mouth kind of spread, and they really have jumped on board this year. But I will say the shelter itself always needs volunteers. They have this huge whiteboard in the shelter whenever you go back to where the adoption floor is, and every dog that's available for adoption is on that whiteboard, and it has a date. It has a couple dates next to it. One's their intake date, whenever, how long they've been in the shelter,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one was the last time that a volunteer was able to get those dogs out into their off-leash play yard and play.
Gotcha.
And sometimes if they don't have enough volunteers, it may be 3 or 4 days before those dogs can get out.
And they need
and they
the
have
exercise.
A big run, so...
Yeah.
Yes, and they do, and they need that human interaction,
right.
and a lot of these they have trainers that come in and do play groups, so they're getting to play with other dogs, and so if they don't get the number of volunteers, that they don't, some of those dogs wait a few days before they can get out again, and so one of our goals this year with this Christmas drive is I think we're at about 70% of people who are signed up have never volunteered
nice.
There before. And so our goal is to get them in there and hopefully change the way that they think about volunteering and getting them in there so we can help the shelter get enough volunteers every day to get those dogs out every day.
There you go. See, that's a great holiday story, but unfortunately it's a story that continues for 12 months out of the year, not just during the holidays.
Yes.
So, listen,
that's
Jessica Wolford, you and Kim, you guys go out and have a crazy Thanksgiving tomorrow. It's always great talking to you. Wolfgang Pensacola hosting that third annual Christmas toy drive. Help them out over Perfect Plain Brewing. You can drop your toys there. Intermission Play Pensacola, Wisteria Tavern, and Pensacola Bay Brewery. I know I'm missing a couple of them here, but the drive goes through December 20th. And listen, thanks for your time this afternoon.
I appreciate it, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same back at you. My buddy there, Jessica Wolford, my partner in doggy crime. There you go.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll get a very quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll head to break very quickly. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Only got problems on Pine Forest Road right now if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, nothing's looking too bad. As for the weather, it's 68 degrees, and that's the low low tonight, so it's not going to get much cooler than that. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 49, with slight chances of showers throughout your Thanksgiving, and wind speeds ranging anywhere from 8 to 12 miles per hour. We'll take a quick break. When we return, 10 minutes from now, not quite 10 minutes from now, we will be giving away our final pair of tickets to Florida State, and I've got a pretty easy prompt for that. That and much more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, little Stevie Wonder this afternoon. New unemployment figures are out today and give a window on the state of the economy. Fox's Lillian Wu has more for you.
the number of Americans who applied for first-time jobless help sliding to a seven-month low, dipping by 2,000 to 213,000 last week, seeming to indicate that businesses are not hiring aggressively these days, but they are reluctant to reduce staff in light of a persistent labor shortage. It also seems to be taking longer for people who need a new job or those who just lost one to find new employment. Continuing claims were a touch lighter than the expected total number of workers collecting unemployment benefits. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. It's just Pine Forest Road giving you trouble right now if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, low of 68, and that's what it is right now, 68 degrees. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 49, a slight chance of showers of about 20 to 30% throughout your Thanksgiving Thursday with wind speeds of 8 to 12 miles per hour.
We haven't even got Thanksgiving out of the way now. Of course, Thanksgiving travel is ramping up across the U.S., but there are concerns about how things will go after the holidays are over. Kelly Sabrini has more from Chicago.
What we've been learning is that with the new trend of working from home, people have the flexibility to spread out their travels. But then on Sunday, everyone's generally returning on the same day. You know, on Sunday alone, some 3 million travelers will head through a TSA checkpoint. And if more than 3.01 go through security, that will break the record set on the Sunday after the 4th of July. TSA plans to screen 18.3 million people throughout the country over a seven-day period this Thanksgiving. That's 6% more than the same stretch last year.
Okay, the day before Thanksgiving, we're talking about today here, is considered the biggest celebration days of the year. Nearly rivaling New Year's Eve. A lot of folks hitting the bars while they are back home visiting family members. But you need to have a plan to get home safely. AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins.
And that's why Totico exists. It's supposed to be kind of that last line of defense for keeping impaired drivers off the road. So we strongly encourage people to have a designated driver identified or to use a ride-sharing program. I mean, those are two great options. But if all else fails, then you can certainly call AAA, and we'll dispatch a tow truck to take the driver and their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. It is free of charge, and you don't have to be a AAA member to use it.
Okay, AAA offers Tow2Go for free each year, so that's a plan. Here's the number if you need it, 855-286-9246.
And actually, I'm going to give you a number now to add on to that one, 850-437-1620. Because I've got a pair of tickets to give away here. It wouldn't be at 527. I figured we're close enough. Want to have time to set the stage here comfortably. So, all right.
Well, what's Repeat up? That number again.
Oh, I will. But
I'm confused.
Let me remind everyone what we're giving away here. A pair of tickets to Florida State, Florida. That will be this Saturday afternoon. All right. So Seminoles hosting the Gators. You know what? I'm going to keep the prompt simple. Text in to 850-437-1620. Just tell me who your favorite team is. And you may think it's obvious. Oh, I'm a Florida State fan. I'm a Florida fan. It's actually not so obvious. Sometimes you'll be watching Texas and Oklahoma play the Red River rivalry, and there's an LSU fan just standing there with their jersey on. Yeah, it's random, but it happens. So maybe you just got a love for the game. Either way, text in, who's your favorite team? 850-437-1620. First person to do that will get those tickets. I'll check the text line shortly.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's these tickets have some value to them.
If Florida wins this game, they will clinch a bowl. And if Florida State wins, obviously it won't undo how their season's gone, but it'll be huge bragging rights. And hey, at least you're – and if you're Mike Norvell, you're going to be really happy about it. You'll end your season on a very telling note.
All right. Thanks for the weather a second ago. You kind of put the local spotlight on what was going on here. Nationally, countless Americans traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday could have their plans upended by really some – lousy weather. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean, you know her from the morning show, has the latest look at the forecast.
We've got storms across the country that will lead to Thanksgiving travel delays both today and tomorrow. The system that brought heavy snow to the Rockies will move into the plains, the Ohio Valley, and Northeast in the next 24 hours, causing many issues, including heavy rain, some snow, gusty winds, and stronger storms for the Southeast. The West will begin to dry out, and a push of Arctic air will then spill out into the plains and Mississippi Valley by the end of the week. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty. And also, Alaska governor, speaking of where it can be kind of cold and inclement weather at times, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says he won't join the administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Earlier this week, he said he would instead serve the remainder of his term following the November 5th election. Many in the state of Alaska discussed the possibility of Dunleavy leaving the governorship and joining Trump's leadership team. Dunleavy is squashing those rumors, but says he looks forward to working with the Trump administration moving forward.
Okay, the financial experts want you to stop using and retire your debit card for any purchases. I wrote a story on this. You can go up to our website, NewsRadio 92.3, and get the whole specifics here. Monday Donaldson with the Better Business Bureau saying use credit cards in case anything goes wrong with your purchase. You'll get your money back. Debit cards offer little protection from fraud. With credit cards, fraud protection is stronger, and you won't be charged a late fee while the card company solves the impending issues. So again, put down the credit card, the debit card, and crank up the credit card.
I'm John Saucier. The incoming Trump border czar Tom Holman, among multiple Trump cabinet appointees, facing bomb threats and something called swatting. That's when a fake distress call leads a SWAT team to the home of someone who's not actually in danger. Holman on Fox asks if the government's response should be different if foreign actors are responsible for this.
If they find out it's coming from a foreign nation, of course we got to respond to him. This isn't acceptable for Republican or Democrat.
Holman also blaming the media for what he calls negative coverage of President-elect Trump. Russia's invasion of Ukraine intensifying. North Korean soldiers are now assisting Russia in the fight. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte telling Fox and Friends putting a stop to the fight is important, but Ukraine needs support.
We have to make sure that Ukraine is in a position of more strength than they are at the moment, so that a deal can be struck which is favorable not to the Russians and therefore to China, North Korea, and Iran.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Iconis with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks fell today. The Dow lost 138 points. S&P 500 dropped 22 points. The NASDAQ fell 115 points. With Black Friday coming up, the holiday shopping season's already off to a hot start. According to Adobe Analytics, e-commerce sales since the start of November are up 9.6%. If that trend holds for the rest of the holiday season, it would exceed Adobe's projected increase of 8.4%. President-elect Trump has picked Kevin Hassett to lead the National Economic Council. The move will put Hassett in charge of a broad range of policies, including taxes, trade, and deregulation. Hassett spent 2 years in the first Trump administration as the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. Urban Outfitters shares closed the day up 18% after beating earnings and revenue expectations in the third quarter. According to CNBC, executives are optimistic about demand as the holiday shopping season gets underway. Shares have risen 36% since the start of the year. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up. It's golf. I can't wait for the college football playoff. I think we're finally going to get a real college football champion for the first time. 40 years ago, they just told us who was going to play. Then it was a computer. And then we had a 14 playoff. This is a real playoff for the first time is going to give us a real college football champion. I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
Welcome.
Welcome to TGL presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line call. Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into six teams. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. And tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up. It's golf.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Chuck Dow, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now, and Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide for free. It explains how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the latest announced ceasefire between Hezbollah, the Lebanese terrorist group on the north of Israel, and Israel. Big development. And who gets credit for it, Biden or Trump? Also spoke with Mayor D.C. Reeves and announced that there's a recycling plan coming next year, but we do know some of the details now. And spoke with former Commissioner Gene Valentino about his candidacy for Congress. You can catch all of these podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and the Steve Miller Band.
Yes. Abracadabra, like a magic trick.
Good song. Really good song there. Don't forget, Ice Flyers back in action tonight. They'll be at home over in the Bay Center, taking on the Huntsville Havoc. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center. Glad to have those guys back out of town.
Absolutely.
So they've gone for weeks or so out there on the road. Free agent quarterback has signed with a Super Bowl contender. This is interesting. Tony Giraldo has the details on this.
After being granted his release last week, former New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones has agreed to a deal with the Minnesota Vikings. Sources telling Fox Sports that Jones has signed on to the team's practice squad and will serve as a backup behind starter Sam Darnold. Jones expressed his interest behind the scenes in signing with a contending team, and he found a great one in Minnesota, which sits at 9-2 this season and in second place in the NFC North. The sixth-year quarterback was cut by New York last week in the midst of an underwhelming season where he racked up a 2-8 record as the starter with 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Tony Genualdo, yeah. Fox News.
Well, you know, what about this? Darnold came from a losing team. Wasn't he with the Carolina Panthers?
He was at a couple spots. Like, he was with the Panthers and Jets.
New England or Jets? That's right. He was with the Jets originally.
Yeah, I think he was with the Jets, and then he went to Carolina.
So both of these guys got a good break.
Yeah.
I mean, going to Minnesota, that's not bad.
Because, yeah, the Vikings are kind of hit or miss. They'll be good, and then they'll be bad. But that's better than being the Jets or Panthers, who are just bad.
You're absolutely right.
Or the Giants.
Can we talk about, real quickly, some SEC stuff?
Absolutely.
Just to get prepared for the – we got two games on Friday. That's interesting. Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
Yes.
No question here. Ole Miss takes that one.
I mean, look, I'd say there's like an 85% chance Ole Miss takes it. This is a rivalry. Sometimes Mississippi State gives them a scare. Mississippi State has played multiple teams this season, tougher than you would expect. Ole Miss probably feeling pretty defeated right now because they're probably thinking that their playoff path is kind of marred now that they have a third loss to the Gators. So I don't know. Maybe Mississippi State gets it done, but if I had to choose, I'd take Ole Miss.
Didn't Jackson Dart, though, really melt down for the past couple of days games?
Like, he threw like two or three interceptions to end the game.
But this last game, but the game before that, didn't he have some problems the game before?
I am not sure.
I think it's in his head now.
Maybe.
I think it's sitting in his head. Okay, let's talk about Georgia Tech, Georgia.
Yeah, that's an upset alert for sure. Georgia Tech's a decent team this year. Georgia's had some dips. I'm still taking Georgia because I think it may be in Athens.
It is.
But Georgia Tech could give them a scare there. Heck, they gave them a scare, what? Was it last year? I mean, Georgia Tech's not a pushover.
Okay, who won the tickets?
That answer is Jonathan from Pace. I'm putting his information in.
And the reason
now.
Why I bring that up, because we're talking about the Florida FSU game.
Yes.
And Jonathan won tickets to that game.
Yes, he won the last pair of tickets were given away. So good for John. He squeaked in, so I'm happy for him. And yeah, if I sound semi-distracted, it's because I'm putting in his information here as we speak. Wow, he has the same birthday as my dad. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, South Carolina, Clemson.
That's in Death Valley. Both of those teams are good. I think they're both in the top 15 as of today. I'm taking South Carolina, though.
Okay, Tennessee, Vanderbilt.
That's another upset alert, especially in Nashville. Mm-hmm. But Vandy's decent. They're kind of hit or miss. They're 6-5 on the year, so they've kind of fallen out of the national spotlight. I'll take Tennessee to win.
Okay, Louisville will be in Lexington to take on Kentucky.
Man, I genuinely think Louisville could be unbeaten and Kentucky could be winless, and Kentucky would still have like a 60% chance to win this game. I will take Kentucky at home just because they have had Louisville's number that badly recently.
Okay, this is an interesting game. Not quite sure how to go about it. Arkansas, Missouri.
In Mizzou, I'll take the Tigers, but they have not impressed me at all for a ranked team, and I think the consensus would agree with me on that. Arkansas 6-5, so they're not incompetent, and they could be out for blood. They got beat up last year 48-10. There was some brawls in that game. Mizzou talks a lot of smack, so I think Arkansas could try to humble them here.
Auburn is in Tuscaloosa for the Iron Bowl.
That's another one that's really tricky because it's always tricky. I'm taking Alabama, but it's not going to be a blowout.
Right.
Maybe Alabama by like 10, and they are in Tuscaloosa. But, you know, here's a fun fact for you that's hard to believe. They are looking to be the first team not coached by Nick Saban to beat Auburn in Tuscaloosa.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I've got that stat right, and that's pretty hard to believe.
Oklahoma, take it on the Tigers in Baton Rouge.
I'll take LSU. I think Oklahoma's having a hangover game. LSU trying to finish strong in Death Valley. Give me the Tigers.
Man, I like you.
I'm going to roll today.
All right, Texas versus Texas A&M.
Man, that at A&M, once again, I think the Aggies are motivated. I think that's why they tripped over Auburn. They were highlighting the Longhorns here. I think they come in and they pop the Longhorns in the mouth and really shake up the SEC because the Longhorns just haven't impressed me. Give me the Aggies.
Who do you think is going to be in the SEC championship game in Atlanta December 7th?
Well, I already know one of them. Georgia has punched their ticket.
Right.
But I think if A&M wins, like I'm assuming, I think it'll be Georgia A&M.
Okay, got a triple hitter real quick. Triple hitter NFL games for your Thursday Thanksgiving Day. First game will be Chicago, Detroit.
Give me Detroit.
New York, Dallas will be your second game. The Giants, by the way.
Yeah, give me Dallas.
and a Miami at Green Bay. Now, that's going to be interesting.
That'll be a tough one, but in Green Bay, I got to take the Packers.
Do you think the weather's going to be a factor?
It very well could be, especially for a team like Miami.
And this is tomorrow, because the weather pattern's moving through that area tomorrow.
Yeah. I think it'll be a bumpy start for both teams, but I think the Packers pull away.
All right, there you go.
All right, let's see here. Once again, want to give one more congratulations to Jonathan from Pace. He is our winner of the last Florida State tickets.
Salute, Jonathan.
Yes, I'm fixing to send him a confirmation text saying that he is good to go. But first, I did want to touch on this. Aaron Rodgers, yet to make a decision on his career after this season. During an appearance on the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers admitted that he's unsure about wanting to play in 2025, but said the Jets would be his first option if he does. It was reported over the weekend that the veteran quarterback wants out of New York and that he could be benched or released by the end of the season.
Okay, this is sad because I drive by this when you're going down Main Street. You know the former Pensacola Sports building there on Main Street? It just sits empty now. And I remember coming up that back patio. They have a deck in the back patio there many times in that building. But anyway, it sits empty on Main Street as city officials continue to look for potential buyers. Wow. Mayor Reeves confirms the city will launch another RFI, that's a request for interest, in the property. Earlier this year, the city received 4 letters of interest, all with different levels of details and requests that included proposals to build, get this, hotel or mixed-use condo or apartment projects. And so developers getting their fingers into that one.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Most recently, we had some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but those have seemingly cleared out, so there's not much holding you up at this time. Maybe some backups here and there on Highway 90, but that's not too severe. As for the weather, it's 68 degrees right now. That is the low for tonight, so it shouldn't get much cooler. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 49, about a 20 to 30% chance of rainfall throughout your Thanksgiving Thursday, with wind speeds measuring anywhere from 8 to 12 miles per hour.
I'll be honest with you. I've gotten conflicting reports in terms of, like, are the Thanksgiving grocery prices higher this year or are they lower? Whoever you ask, there's a different story out there. But here's one. A grocery price is still a concern for many families, but they can expect a break when it comes to preparing that meal tomorrow. Madison Allworth breaks down how much it's going to cost to feed your family this year.
This Thanksgiving spread, it's going to be cheaper than last year. So there's some good news there. To feed your family, it's going to cost you just over $58. But that is up about $10 from 5 years ago. You can't have Thanksgiving without your turkey. Compared to last year, the price is down 6%. But over the last 5 years, it is up 23%. Potatoes are down 26% year over year. In fact, they're down so much that the price today is actually less than 5 years ago. And then the most inflationary item on the table is unfortunately your stuffing. That is up compared to last year, 8%. And over the last 5 years, it's up 52%.
Dang, stuffing.
Yeah, read my story on our website, NewsRadio 92.3. I kind of define this thing for you. In terms of food prices, stuff like that, what you need to do. I will tell you this. She says, your dinner's going to cost you $58 this year, right?
Mm.
My ham cost me $56.
Yeah, so it depends on where
you are.
Without
anything else.
And it depends on what you're getting and the portions you're getting as well. And apparently it depends on whether you're getting stuffing. All right, you know, we were talking about sports, and then we were talking about consumables, so let's mix the two here. Irish whiskey brand Proper Number 12 dropping Conor McGregor after he was found liable of a 2018 sexual assault case last week in Dublin. The UFC champ helped found the brand that same year, sold his stake in 2021, but he stayed on as the public face of the brand. Also, video game developer IO Interactive said it will no longer work with McGregor, who is a side character in the game Hitman.
Okay, what I'm citing here in terms of this food situation, according to Campbell's State of the Sides 2024 report, 56% of Americans now prefer the sides to the turkey, and 38% would rather have their holiday spread just be side dishes. You know what the side dish, the most searched side dish for Thanksgiving in Florida is?
I've got 3 guesses. I've got mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole.
Wrong. All of them.
Really?
Sweet potato casserole is number one.
Oh.
And when it comes to pies or cakes, I got this off of Google Trends. Floridians prefer, are you ready? Banana bread.
What?
Florida's the only state to highlight this selection.
Ah, come on, people. What are we doing?
I'm sure the folks in the banana bread companies had something to do with it.
Sweet potato pie. Let me tell you, if there were a sewer rat gnawing on a piece of that, I might just take it from him. I mean, the sweet potato pie's pretty impressive, brother. I got to tell you. All right, that makes my night.
Oh, that's hard.
hourly stock
numbers
here for you.
I want that.
Yeah, for real. Wall Street closing with stocks lower at the closing bell. The Dow lost 138 points to 44,722. The S&P 500 fell by 22 points to 59.98, and the Nasdaq dropped 115 points to 19.60.
Okay, it's going to be the last year for this. A Thanksgiving holiday tradition coming to an end. It's Joe Biden style. Swelling an island's winter population of 20,000. Teresa Crowley has the explanation for you.
Since 1977, he's taken the ferry to a Nantucket Thanksgiving as senator and VP. But Air Force One descended on the island for the final Biden family presidential Thanksgiving. Hunter Biden along for the ride, with swarms of Secret Service, government aides, motorcades, media throngs booking up the hotels. The Bidens at a $34 million compound, billionaire David Rubenstein's waterfront pad, 13,000 square feet, 14 acres to wander, and maybe a family visit to Main Street, Nantucket, for the tree lighting Friday afternoon. Locals will have to go through security screening. And Fairgrounds Restaurant cooking up 200 turkey dinners for Secret Service. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Could you imagine what that cost to fire up that 747, fly it up 45 minutes north or so?
Right.
And then all that other stuff.
Yeah, all that other
stuff. You and I are paying it.
Yeah, and
hope he has a darn good Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, I'm not too happy about it.
I hear you.
There's impressive results from an experimental weight loss drug. The manufacturer Amgen released results this week from the drug called Maritide, and it showed it helped people lose up to 20% of their weight within a year. Testing data came from about 600 people who are overweight or obese. The drug is given through injection on a monthly basis, and Maritide still has additional testing phases before it heads to the FDA for approval.
Okay, since we were talking about cost, firing up the 747, things like that, it appears the American economy expanded at a healthy pace in the third quarter. Lillian Liu has more on this.
We got the latest estimate of our gross domestic product heading into the crucial holiday shopping season, and it shows there was plenty of momentum. The economy growing at a 2.8% annual pace in the third quarter as expected. The official scorecard of the economy was unchanged from an initial 2.8% estimate last month, when that figure came in well above the 2% growth that economists were expecting, thanks to gains in consumer spending and private inventory investment. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got a social media influencer spending the next decade in federal prison. Details behind why and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When it's time to say goodbye, West Florida Cremations offers a simple, dignified way to honor your loved one. They provide affordable cremation services with care and respect, allowing you to focus on what truly matters, family, memories, and healing. With no hidden fees and transparent pricing, you can trust West Florida Cremations for compassionate, professional care. Call 850-502-8490 or visit westfloridacremations.com. West Florida Cremations, here when you need us most.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
3 posing with you this afternoon. Pensacola right now.
Right.
Madonna. Pose. Strike a pose.
Yeah, Madonna's one of the safer bets when it comes to picking some bumper music. She's got a pretty good variety here.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price in, and getting some inquiries about the little doggies that need a little bit of help.
Yes. So we had a texter dropping in, his name is Clint.
Oh, hello, Clint. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, he said at approximately 5:12 tonight, 95.3. That's one of the other stations you can hear us on.
That's not an HD station, is it?
No, we're 92.3, 1330 AM and 95.3 as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hear us anywhere. he said he heard us talking about helping the animal shelter and giving help and dog toys, and he said he missed the shelter's name and location to do those things, so he'd like to help out. So
okay,
what's the info again?
Three things that you want to avoid. They don't need that rawhide to chew on. They don't need that. They don't want the rope toys, and they don't want toys that are plastic. Those are the three main areas. And thank you for your concern. Here's where you can drop off these toys. Because what Wolfgang's doing, third year now, they're doing the annual Christmas toy drive for the dogs and cats at the Escambia Animal Shelter. Yeah, they need love, too. Come on, give it up. They need fleece, blankets, toys, treats, more than 300 dogs and cats who could use the love and companionship. Here we go. Here's the places you can drop the toys off. Perfect Plain Brewing Company, that's over on Garden Street. Intermission Play Pensacola, Wisteria Tavern, that's on 12th Avenue, and the Pensacola Bay Brewery. The drive goes through December 20th, and they could sure use your help. And thanks so much for texting that question to us. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, if you've got questions, follow Clint's example here, all right? If you got questions about anything related to the Wolfgang situation, or just anything at all, maybe you just need a friend, 850-437-1620.
It's not going that crazy.
You can text it to 850-437-1620.
His name is Austin Bryce, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I do not use this text line outside of work hours.
Yeah, no, okay. it's a great opportunity to answer your question. Just text us. We'll be happy to take that in here. You know, it may not look a lot like Christmas right now, but it's beginning to sound like it on local radio. Check out Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5. Just over an hour ago, we had Kevin King in, the operations director of ADX Communications. He oversees all of these stations that we have here. And we were talking about Christmas radio. Believe me, you don't have to have a satellite radio in your car at home to get free Christmas music.
Right.
It's alive and well, 94.5. So take advantage of this. They've been doing this over there since November 1st, right after Halloween.
Yeah, they got started before everybody.
They fired it up. So get into the holiday spirit this season while running your errands or heading to work or just hanging out with the family and friends. So whether you're into the classics, and that's what their specialty is.
Yeah.
The Christmas classics. If you love those, you're going to. Or you might want to hear All I Want for Christmas Is You as much as you want to, as humanly possible, to stomach that after the first 30 times. Turn your radio station to Pensacola's Christmas 94.5.
All righty. Just a couple minutes past 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, we got some minor congestion here and there. Nothing too severe. Pretty par for the course at this time every evening. As for the weather, 68 degrees. That's the low tonight, so it shouldn't get much cooler. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 49. About a 20 to 30% chance of rainfall throughout your Thanksgiving Thursday. And as far as wind speeds go, ranging anywhere from 8 to 12 miles per hour. So rainy, a little bit windy. If you have some holiday inflatables, you might want to keep those factors in mind.
Okay. Of course, the kiddies are out of school this week. Perfect time. Thanksgiving here. And Moana. It's Moana 2, the movie.
Yes.
Rides the waves into theaters for Thanksgiving. Fox's Michelle Polino has this report.
The sequel to one of Disney's biggest films, Moana 2, will open in theaters. The film is set 3 years after the original. Moana is now 19 years old and receives an unexpected call from her ancestors and turns to her people for help. She recruits three new crew members and a few old ones.
Hidden in a terrible storm, it's an ancient island. Setting foot on its sands would break the curse, bring our people together again.
Maui, I could really use your help.
Together, the crew embarks on an expansive voyage to the far seas of Oceania and into dangerous, long-lost waters for an adventure unlike anything she's ever faced. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty. Wanted to touch on this because I hinted at it before the break. Social media influencer now spending a decade in federal prison. Ashley Grayson calls herself a business coach. She was convicted in a murder-for-hire plot. She paid a Memphis couple allegedly to kill three people. One target was a woman who ran a similar business. Another was a woman who made negative posts about her online. And a third target was her ex. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that nobody was hurt, and they say the hitman recorded everything and turned it over to police.
Okay, a growing number of shoppers falling victim to fraud this holiday season. 82% of shoppers have been exposed to some type of fraud this year. 35% of shoppers experience fraud when making a purchase from an online ad. The safest place to shop online during the holidays is with a credit card. However, 70% of consumers still plan to use those debit cards. You don't have any recourse if you use a debit card. At least you have the bank to follow up and get your money back.
Right.
But if you do it with a debit card, ladies and gentlemen, all I can say to you, good luck. You're on your own.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.